From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Have you ever seen a gecko walk straight up a glass door? Or sprint upside down across a ceiling and wonder, how can they do that? To get the answer, you need an electron microscope. At 200x magnification, you'd see the gecko's toes are covered with tiny hairs, called setae. Zoom in closer, and at 1000x, you'd see the setae are actually bunches of hairs, like in a hairbrush. Much closer, at 55,000x, you'd see that each one of those hairs splits again into hundreds of branches of spatulae, shaped like spatulas. The spatulae are thinner than a wavelength of visible light, so small that they can get close enough to the surface the gecko is walking on that electrons in the spatula and surface material begin to pull on each other. The force on just one spatula is weak, but multiplied by the 2 million spatulae on a gecko's toe, it's strong enough to hold the gecko onto glass using just that one toe. When it needs to move, the gecko flexes muscles in its toes to change the orientation of the setae, turning its foot from sticky to not in an instant. It can coordinate these on-off movements with every step, every fraction of a second, to run up a wall or across a ceiling without falling. Scientists have been trying to emulate this incredible, controllable, atomic-level stickiness, but so far, the gecko has a speed. Up, down, and sideways. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.